setting ground rules. Ground rules provide a framework or a set of rules for people to resolve their conflict. Ground rules should be set at the beginning of any effective conflict resolution process. They can be very brief or very detailed, whatever the situation requires. However, ground rules should be developed and agreed upon by both parties. Positive when possible, fair to both parties, enforceable, adjustable, and distributed to both parties who agreed to the rules prior to the meeting taking place. If the parties are using a mediator to help them resolve the conflict, it is important that the ground rules are developed by the parties and not the mediator. The mediator's role is to guide and mentor, not to judge. Some examples of ground rules include: keep interactions respectful, even when feeling frustrated or hurt. Avoid put-downs, name-calling, interruptions, etc. This helps prevent conflict escalation. Maintain emotional control, even when feeling angry. Vent or redirect emotions to avoid yelling or other intimidating behavior. This helps provide a safe environment for resolving differences. Keep interactions on hot topics within a structured process. Avoiding spontaneous discussion on such issues helps prevent unintended blow-ups. Using a planned negotiation or mediation helps focus and balance communication about especially delicate issues. Show a willingness to understand. If others feel understood and acknowledged, they are more likely to collaborate when problem solving. This requires focusing on and empathizing with what is being communicated by the others rather than just waiting for your turn to respond. Communicate honestly and openly. Holding back on what the real concerns are will only delay or complicate the resolution of differences. Be as objective as possible. Avoid escalation or speculations, rumors, and assumptions. Rely on personal observation and experiences, or what can be independently verified through a credible witness or available documentation. Express concerns in a constructive manner. Each party describing which of his or her needs are not being met is typically better received by others than accusations or demands for change. Focus on future solutions rather than past blame, emphasizing what needs to be changed rather than who is at fault takes less time and energy and increases the chances of successful change. Look for solutions that meet everyone's needs. Using an approach that tries to find common ground or shared interests is the most effective way for each person to get his or her own needs met. An approach that disregards a person's needs is likely to cause resentment in that individual, which can lead to future resistance or retaliation. Participants can use the ground rules throughout the conflict resolution process to monitor and modify their behavior. Ground rules give participants an objective, logical way of addressing personal attacks and emotional issues. An example, David, I feel like you have cut off my last several statements. We agreed at the beginning of this that we would listen to each other's statement fully before answering. If the conflict is being mediated, this also gives the mediator a fair way to give participants feedback and help them work with the conflict. Since the same rules are being applied to everyone, it can help the mediator maintain fairness and avoid bias.